A discussion now of a clash between medical ethics and business interests in the development of high-technology medical devices. Something called the Spine Journal has become the forum and possibly a medical milestone in the critique of how medical devices are actually brought to market. It's a medical device at issue from the Medtronic Corporation, which is an underwriter of our distributor, Public Radio International. We should disclose that at the top. But let's bring our guests in. Dr. Christopher Bono is Chief of Orthopedic Spine Service at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. He's an Associate Professor of Orthopedic Surgery at Harvard Medical School and is Acting Editor-in-Chief for this focus issue of the Spine Journal on the bone growth product that I suggested was being critiqued here from the Medtronic Corporation. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning.
And John Fauber joins us. He's a medical reporter with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and MedPage Today. John, good morning from Milwaukee.
Good morning.
All right. Dr. Bono, why did you decide to take on this editor-in-chief mission and turn this magazine into a focus on how a particular medical device and medical devices that encourage bone growth got approved?
Well, the first reason was a very practical reason, is my colleague and the regular editor-in-chief of the Spine Journal, Dr. Eugene Carrigy, was working on two of the articles in this focus issue, and to recuse himself and be impartial, he asked me if I would be acting editor-in-chief of this issue so that we can be impartial in the review of his two studies. So that was the practical reason. The second reason, this was a huge opportunity to make something right, to bring something to light that has been kind of brewing in the spine world for quite a long time.
So tell us about this product Infuse from Medtronic, which is supposed to help encourage bone growth in people with deteriorating spinal columns.
So it's a bone morphogenic protein that basically enhances bone formation. It's on-label approved use is in the front of the spine, in the interbody space, and some of the off-label uses are in other places of the spine, in the cervical spine, and the posterior lumbar spine, from a back approach. And it actually is quite effective, according to the data, in producing bone.
But in the laboratory and in some of the clinical trials, while this bone production was noted, there were also side effects and other issues that apparently the FDA didn't get a full look at when this device was approved. And that's part of the narrative in this article. Can you explain?
Sure. This is really the crux of the issue that Dr. Carrigy in his article analyzed is he looked at the published reports of the results of this material, and he compared that to the stored data at the FDA. And in comparison of those two data sets, he found discrepancies. And in summary, the reported complications were 10 to 15 times that reported in the publications, in the peer-reviewed publications, so that the actual complications were a lot higher.
Dr. Christopher Bono is our guest. He's Chief of Orthopedic Spine Service at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston and Editor-in-Chief for an issue of the Spine Journal in which a product of the Medtronic Corporation, Infuse, was critiqued, or at least the process for its approval was critiqued. John Fauber, a medical reporter with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, what does Medtronic say about these charges, which are relatively unprecedented, coming from doctors themselves? John?
Yes, they are unprecedented. I've never seen a medical journal do something like this. But so Medtronic, their main response is that they essentially say that we provided this data to the FDA, and we put this data on the product label, which is essentially true. But the issue is really not about what they presented to the FDA or what they put on the product label. It's about what doctors who essentially received millions of dollars from that company have said in their published articles about Infuse. And those published articles have repeatedly failed to mention serious complications with that product.
And also financial interests of the doctors. Can you describe that?
Yes. Many of the articles just failed to mention conflicts of interest. These are some of these articles go back to the early 2000s, the mid-2000s. Later, they started getting a little better about disclosure, but the terms that were used to describe the conflicts were so cryptic that they were essentially meaningless. And so there are a number of these studies that were written by doctors who were getting, you know, six- and seven-figure incomes every year from Medtronic.
Wow.
That just didn't disclose those financial conflicts. But more importantly, they just didn't mention serious complications, complications like one that causes sterility in men, complications such as cancer risk or problems with bone dissolving. There's a whole host of them, about at least a half a dozen different complications that these articles said essentially didn't exist, which actually did exist.
Dr. Christopher Bono, editor-in-chief for the Spine Journal, what's really at issue here? Is it possible that AdvaMed, which is the regulatory body of the trade organization for medical devices, is not as aggressive as it should be in kind of keeping track of the collusion or the cooperation between the device companies and the studies and the research?
I think what's more an issue here is the peer review process needs to be bumped up, and that this was perhaps a failure of the peer review process in getting things to publication, as has just been mentioned, is that the conflicts are one thing. The conflicts need to be published with the articles, but also a very strict and critical review of the data set that is submitted for publication has to be done. And this was part of the impetus of these studies, is to take some responsibility for the peer review process and then probe into it.
So a call for more transparency in the development of medical device technology, a very, very interesting profile of a device from the Medtronic Corporation. Dr. Christopher Bono helped edit that Spine Journal, and John Fauber, a medical reporter with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and MedPage Today. Thanks for giving us some insights there.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.